In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. What does it mean to be one who prepares the way before the Lord? This is what St. John the Baptist did. He prepared that way. St. John was one prepared from his mother's womb to minister, to serve, to be a prophet, and to deliver a message to all. And indeed he did. We are all called with the same calling, maybe to differing levels and in differing situations. But for us to prepare the way before the Lord for others means that we need to live truth. We need to live righteousness. It's easy for us to waver between two paths, because at the end of the day, that's what our world calls us to at the moment. It calls us to be flexible. It calls us to be relative. It calls us to be what we want to be when we need to be. But that does not fit with living a life of righteousness. For righteousness is righteousness before all. Truth is truth in every situation. And holiness is that holiness of God that guides our decisions, our actions, our words, and our lives. We may not all become John the Baptist, but we can all contribute to preparing the way before the Lord, preparing that path to those who might meet him, those who are exposed to us in our works, in our schools, in our colleges, in our societies. Those for whom the introduction to Christ and Christianity will be through us. If they see us and see our lives and see our honesty and see our holiness, then they will be introduced to God through us. Very much like seeing a very long path and a beautiful building at the end. If that path is straight, if it's clean, if it's unobstructed, then the view to the end also becomes unobstructed. We are that path. For many people, we are that path to the Lord. We are part of people's journeys. And they will meet us, and we may be totally oblivious. But for every person we meet, there is the potential that we introduce that person to God through our lives and through our actions. And so, although we may not be John the Baptist in his power as a prophet, we are in our own place, according to our own calling, those who can introduce people to God and who could be a way by which people meet him on a daily basis. So we must be aware of our actions, our words, our thoughts, our lives, and all that we do. That as he was such a great example, as he was such a great presence, so too we in this life become a prominent presence, a light before all, that people may see us and may glorify our Father in heaven. And glory be to God forever. Amen.